Well, this morning, as I mentioned a little while ago, I want to take us back to a series of sermons I preached a little while ago, and they come out of the book called The Purpose-Driven Life, 40 Days of Purpose. And I think I've really been encouraged to, really for us to focus again on some of these scriptures and some of these thoughts that come out of this series. I heard this last week that the reality is people are not asking important questions of life anymore. The devil has been very clever. He first invented film and then invented television. And television was a great distraction for people. And but then he was even, you know, kind of the next thing he invented, the internet. So that now there's almost no time for people to think anymore, because there's so much social media coming to us all the time, and people are so caught up in social media that they're not pondering the deep questions of life. And this morning I want to again help us remember these three very, very deep and important questions. The first one is the question of existence. Why am I here? Then there is the question of significance. Does my life matter? And then there is the question of intention. What's my purpose? And I don't know if you've ever thought about those questions, but surely at some point in time, those questions need to be part of your thinking as a person. Why am I alive? Does my life matter? And what is my purpose in life? A little while ago, a number of years ago, a well-known psychologist, Dr. Hugh Moorhead, surveyed 250 different psychologists and asked them the question, do you know the answer to the question, why we are alive, or why do we exist? Well, almost every one of them had to confess that they actually didn't really know what the ultimate purpose of life was all about. One even wrote a book entitled, his name was Joseph Taylor, he wrote a book, I Have No Answers to the Meaning of Life, and I No Longer Want to Search for Any. And friends, that's the reality of the scientific world in which we're living in. Many people have boiled down our existence to mere chemicals. We're just a group of chemicals that have come along, and the reality is that they can't answer that question, why are we alive? Even in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah asked the question, why was I born, Lord? Was it only to have trouble and sorrow and to end my life in disgrace? Jeremiah had a very hard ministry and continued to wonder why God had made him. Well, there are many different approaches you can take to answer that question. You can approach it from a mystical perspective. Try and find your meaning in trying to find it in spiritual things. So you often find people who, even although they've been married for a long time, suddenly say, well, I'm getting out of this relationship because I need to find myself. Have you heard people say that before? Isn't it sad when that happens? People rushing all over the world, to India, to the Far East, to Buddhism, to Hinduism, to every kind of ism there is, to every false religion that comes along, to whatever ancestor kind of worship there may be. People are looking for the meaning of life in trying to pursue the mystical, trying to understand what the purpose is, looking for it in the skies with UFOs. There must be somebody out there that knows why we exist. Well, there is the kind of fatalistic or philosophical approach, which kind of just says, well, I exist. And the purpose of life is just to stay alive as long as you possibly can. So there are many people, friends, who are approaching life like that, trying to live as long as they possibly can. And so in recent generations, we've had the rise of the cryogenic industry, an industry which has kind of tried to find ways in which to freeze people who die quickly with the hope that at some point in the future, somebody will be able to understand how to unfreeze them and to get them to start living again. The naturalist says, my purpose in life is just to kind of perpetuate myself. Only reason for me here is to reproduce and recreate myself. The hedonist says, my purpose in life is just for a jol, for pleasure, for fun. So I don't care who I hurt or what I do in this life, as long as I've got the next high, as long as I've got the next girl, whatever it may be, friends, it's to have fun and to live a life full of parties. The sad reality in the end of all those parties still doesn't answer the deep question. The materialist says the purpose of life is to collect as much as you possibly can. And the winner in life is the one who's got the most toys at the end of his life. The biggest bank balance. Of course, we know that when you go to the grave, friends, you can't take your bank balance with you, can you? So what's the purpose of that? The sad reality is, friends, many people can't answer that question as to why we are alive. But fortunately for us, the truth is found in God's word, friends. God has revealed that purpose if we would only take the time and effort to find out. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 4 says, the Lord made everything for his purpose. Friends, our purpose in being is that God has created us for his purpose. And Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 of that passage says, long before he laid the earth's foundations, he had us in mind and settled on us as the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. So what's the purpose of our existence, friends? The purpose of our existence is that we were made for the glory and for the enjoyment of God. God made us, friends, for his joy. God made us for his purpose. And so, friends, we find our purpose and our meaning when we find God and what God has in store for us. The second question is, does my life matter? Isaiah writes in chapter 49, the first part, which said, my work all seems so useless. I have spent my strength for nothing and for no purpose at all. There will be times, friends, when I suppose we'll all wonder about whether our lives are achieving something. Even Isaiah, who was called by God to be a prophet on behalf of God, who spoke the word of God, who was encouraging people to follow the ways of God, felt that at some point in time, what he was saying was having no effect at all. As a pastor, I can identify with that. The reality is, as pastors, we prepare messages week after week and month after month and year after year. And we spend hours and hours trying to encourage people and help people grow in their faith, only to see them fade at some point in time. What's the purpose of life? During the Second World War, the Nazis held their prisoners in prison camps, in kind of concentration camps. At one point in time, because of the air raids, the one concentration camp was destroyed there. Many of those concentration camps were work facilities. They would use the prisoners to do the work. And the work facility of that particular concentration camp was destroyed by the bombs of the Allies. And so to keep the people busy, all they did was every day they would get the prisoners to pick up all the bricks that had been blown apart and move them 100 meters down the road and put them in a big pile. And the next morning, they would go back to that pile and they would fetch that pile and they would bring it back to where it was. And the next day, they would go out again and they would take the same pile of bricks and they would pick them up and take them back the 100 meters ago. So after about a week or two, friends, the prisoners of war started losing hope and purpose. Many of them tried to commit suicide simply by running as if they were escaping so that at least the guards would shoot them and stop them from escaping. Because, friends, we all need purpose. We need a purpose in life. What's the purpose in life? Well, for many, it's just to survive. In South Africa, we have many people like that. The sad reality is life for them is just survival. Day after day, to find just enough to put a little food in their mouth. Of course, we see that in the massive rise in petty crime, even in our own town, yeah, even in our own church, friends. They're stealing the copper off the walls outside the church. They've stolen the fire hydrants off the back of the church. The sad reality is, friends, while we can be very angry at that situation, the reality is people are trying to just exist. Sadly for many, they're existing just for the next kind of little bit of smoking they can do, next bit of dope they can buy. Of course, there are many that think that the purpose in life is success. They're driven to collect as much as they can, to get as many degrees as they possibly can, to read as many books as they possibly can, to climb the corporate ladder as high as they possibly can. And friends, they moving from survival to success. But friends, even trying to be successful will not fulfill the deep longing of your heart. Because once you've achieved this goal, you will ask yourselves, what's the next one? And what's the next one? And what's the next one? Friends, the importance is to live a life of significance. Does my life matter? That's the important question for what we need. So how do we live a significant life? Well, there are a few thoughts that we can consider as we ask that question, how do we live a significant life? Well, first one, friends, is to know the meaning of life. If you don't know why you were born, then your life will never have exist or a significance. If you don't know that you were born for the purposes of glorifying God and giving pleasure to God, friends, your life will never have significance, because your life will only be focused on this world, on what you can achieve in this world. It won't be focused on what lasts for eternity, friends. And it's only what lasts for eternity that is that which gives us significance. No matter how, you'll know how much you matter to God. When you know how much you matter to God, you'll have significance. Friends, one of the great joys the writers of the scriptures remind us is that we find our significance in God. You'll know your purposes for your life, friends, when you find out that God is the one who gives you significance. In Isaiah 44, the same passage or the same person who wrote those words, my work all seems so useless, also at another point said this, God said, I am your creator. You were in my care before you were born. Friends, our significance lies in the fact that God has created us for his purposes. Friends, God has planned our days long before we even thought about them. Psalm 139 verse 16 says, you planned each day of my life before I began to breathe. Each day is recorded in your book. And Psalm 33 verse 11 says, your plans endure forever. Your purposes last eternally. Friend, God has given us and made it possible for us to have significance because, friends, he has created us for eternity. Because, friends, if we find our significance in God, when we die, our lives don't end. I read a quote this last week. It asked the question this. It said this, whether you will live forever is not important. The important thing is location, location, location. Whether you will live forever is not the question. The importance is location, location, location. Friends, the question is, where will we live forever? With who will we live forever? We're reminded in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, when this tent we live in, Paul writes, on earth, our body here on earth, is torn down, God will have a house in heaven for us to live in, a home he has made which will last forever. Friends, that's significance. Significance, friends, means that when we pass from this body, when this life, when this body moves on, when this body passes away and has no more ability to support us, friends, our significance continues for those of us who have God as our purpose, because we're given a new body, friends, a body that's to last forever in the house of God. Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 6 says this, Leave your impoverished confusion and live. Walk up the street to a life of meaning. Friend, is your life significant? Are you finding your significance in what God has you created you for? Do you understand that God has a purpose for your life? Even as I reminded the children, for me, the purpose of the hanky, yes, there is time from time to time when I need to use it in an emergency, but I have a purpose in the hanky in my pocket. It's there, friends, to help out the lady who needs to be cared for. I've lost many a hanky in that way, but that's fine. So, if we've asked the question, why are we alive? And we understand this purpose of significance, why does our life matter? The big question that we want to leave with us who are believers, is, so what's my purpose? Psalm 89 verse 47 says, why did you create us? Is it for nothing? Of course it's not. Because friends, we read further on in the book of Proverbs, chapter 9. Knowing God results in every kind or every other kind of understanding. Friend, when we find out that God has created us, when we find out that we are created for His purpose, friends, then we discover that our life has purpose. Our purpose, friends, is to glorify God in the way that we live and what we do with our lives. Hence the verse I quoted a little bit earlier on, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 11. We're reminded, Paul writes, it is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for, part of the overall purpose He is working out in everything and in everyone. Friends, we are predestined in Christ to fulfill the purposes and the plans of God. Our life has purpose, friends, because what we do, we're honoring God, we're giving glory to God, we're pointing people to God. Everything we do, friends, regardless of where you may be, regardless of what position in life you may have, regardless of what family you may be in, friends, when you are giving glory to God, you are fulfilling the ultimate purpose in life. Acts chapter 10 and verse 35 says, it makes no difference who you are or where you are from. If you want God and are ready to do as He says, the door is always open. Friend, I don't know if you've asked yourself those questions. Why am I alive? You need to ask that question, friend. If you don't know why you're alive, friends, let me remind you, you are alive because God created you to love you. If you've never asked yourself the question, does my life matter? Let me remind you, friends, your life matters, friends, because God has made you to last for eternity. It's not just a temporary thing. Your life matters, friends, because God wants you to last for eternity. Do you have purpose? Are you fulfilling the purpose God planned for your life? Friend, your purpose is to give glory to God. Our purpose as humans is to give glory to God in every way. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you have given us a reason to live. Thank you, Lord, that you've called us. You've created us for a purpose. Help us, Lord, to fulfill that purpose, to live a life that honors and pleases you in every way. Forgive us, Lord, when we're living just life for ourselves. Help us, Lord, as we come to the altar this morning, to remind ourselves that it's only in you that we find meaning and purpose in every way. In Jesus' name we pray that. Amen.